Tahira Johnson and William Ginn work in the Client Assistance Program, which is located within the Oklahoma Office of Disability Concerns. They're going to share how that program can help you become more independent as a person with disabilities.
Good morning. I'm William Ginn, and welcome to the first ever podcast from the Oklahoma Client Assistance Program. We call ourselves CAP for short.
Hey, does that mean you can help pay my utility bills?
I wish I could, but the purpose of CAP is to advocate for people with disabilities who receive services from the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, better known as Voc Rehab.
You're talking about people with disabilities who want to go to work?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I believe you know a lot about Voc Rehab yourself, right?
I am one of those people with disabilities who use the Voc Rehab program to become more independent. They can do a lot to help you get a job, but I found that to get the most out of the Voc Rehab program, I had to do some things to help myself.
Did you know that when you applied for services?
I learned more as I got into the Voc Rehab program, and I've learned so much more about Voc Rehab since I began working in CAP to help others.
There's a lot to know in Voc Rehab about how it's set up, but you don't have to know everything about VR. What you really need to know is about yourself. We want to give you some pointers in this podcast and future podcasts that will get you started thinking so that when you do sign up for VR services, you'll get the most from their supports.
I wish I'd done more thinking about what I wanted to do with my life after I became disabled.
If you don't mind, tell us about your story.
Gosh, I don't know where to start. I had a spinal cord sports injury in 2007. I was 39 years old at the time, living in Chicago. I got lucky to get 4.5 months of rehab to help me adjust to my new world. I was working as a lawyer and had my own apartment. I never went back to that job, and I had to move to an apartment which was more accessible. In 2010, I applied for Voc Rehab after moving to Oklahoma City.
How did your Voc Rehab case work out?
Well, my VR case went slowly at first because I really didn't know anything about the process. I had no idea what I could do as a person with disabilities. When you sign up for Voc Rehab, spend some time thinking about what you'd like to do based on your interests and abilities.
Like what I said a minute ago, know yourself.
That is so important.
How?
Think full-time, part-time. What are your interests? Do you want to work indoors or outdoors? Would you need an accommodation? Things like that.
Did you know how the Voc Rehab program works when you signed up?
I just knew it was a program that helped people go back to work, but I didn't know anything about the process. I kept waiting for my counselor to tell me what I needed, but I learned that's not their job. It's up to me to tell them what I need, and they'll tell me if they can provide it. If Voc Rehab can't provide it, the counselor should tell me who can.
That's what we want to do in future podcasts. We want to give people with disabilities tips on how to get their needs met in VR.
I've learned so much about VR working in CAP. When you have to advocate for other people, you've got to learn real quick.
Now you've been working with me in CAP how long?
It seems like an eternity.
It seems like an eternity to me. I've been in this business for 11 years.
How long?
Too long.
Let's be serious here. We've got some information that can help you if you're thinking about going to work or are already a client of Voc Rehab. We want you to get the most out of your services.
People don't know to ask for what they need. They're afraid somebody will say no.
Sometimes they don't know what they need.
That too. We want to get you thinking. That's what this podcast is about, and future podcasts will build on tips which can help you get the most out of your services.
So where are we going to post these podcasts?
Well, we'll put it on the Office of Disability Concerns website for sure, and their Facebook page. The Client Assistance Program has sister agencies which may let us post on them. We want to get out a message that people with disabilities can work.
People like me. The Office of Disability Concerns website is www.ok.gov/ODC or call us at 405-522-6702 or 405-522-6699 during business hours Monday through Friday. Or you can just Google Oklahoma Office of Disability Concerns or Oklahoma Client Assistance Program.
Thanks for sharing your story, Tahira. You're a person with disabilities who did go to work.
And you can, too.